Hey rockers, welcome back to This Week in Rock Music History. I'm Jimmy, and today we're rewinding through November 17th to the 23rd, a week loaded with live album magic, rock and roll rebellion, chart-topping swagger, and a few legendary birthdays. So let's crank this thing up. Let's kick it off with November 17th, 1970, when Elton John performed a live radio concert in New York City. A performance so electric, so raw, that the label released it as its own album, 17-11-70. No overdubs, no studio polish, just Elton, a piano, and a rocket fuel rhythm section. Many fans still call it one of his best live recordings. On November 23rd, 1964, the Rolling Stones were officially banned from the BBC after showing up late, reportedly to schedule radio appearances. Instead of hurting them, it only fed their image as the anti-Beatles, rough, rebellious, and gloriously unreliable. Parents hated it. Teens loved it. Then on November 23rd, 1974, the Rolling Stones did it again. Their album, It's Only Rock and Roll, hit number one in the U.S., their fifth American chart topper. Fans devoured the title track, and the album marked the start of Ronnie Wood's transition into the band, a new era with the same unstoppable swagger. This week brings us at least one major rock birthday we're celebrating. November 17th, 1944, Gene Clark of the Byrds. The guy helped invent folk rock harmonies. Without him, we might not have had Turn, 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 or 8 Miles High. And now here's our fun fact of the week. When the Stones got banned from the BBC in 1964, news stations jumped on the story, accidentally giving the band free national publicity. What was supposed to be a punishment? Well, it turned into the best marketing move the BBC ever gave them. And that, my friends, is your rewind for November 17th through the 23rd. Elton tore it up live. The Stones racked up bands and number one albums. And rock history kept doing what it does best, staying loud and staying legendary. I'm Jimmy. Share the show, blast the tunes, and I'll catch you next week right here on This Week in Rock Music History. All right, be sure to come back again next week for another episode of This Week in Rock Music History from the Rock Pod. And remember, if you like this episode, be sure to like, follow, and share, and leave us a review. It helps. This Week in Rock Music History is a production of therockpod.com. Theme music by the band Silver Trip.